Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 23rd day of June. Hope all is well with you. We're back from the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Well, I'm back. Jana will be back tomorrow. Had a great time. We'll talk about that throughout the morning. I'll update you on what else is happening coming up in a few minutes on three things you need to know. We still have that Morgan Wallen trip hanging out there for you to win. First chance to win that is at 8:20 this morning. It is a Monday morning, the 23rd day of June. It's Let It Go Day today. Let it go, let it go. Maybe let the heat go. It's also Pink Flamingo Day, Runner's Selfie Day. So if you're running down the road, the two-lane road that doesn't even have a shoulder and you're in the way of traffic already, please go ahead and take some selfies as you're running. Us drivers certainly appreciate that. And it's also National Typewriter Day.
Atlantic City Electric.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update. Jana is off, so I've got what's happening. An appearance by actor, comedian Kevin James. Last night, he joined Jelly Roll on stage on the Wildwood Beach as part of the Barefoot Country Music Fest. James, of course, famous for the King of Queens TV show and Paul Blart Mall Cop movie, among others. Jelly Roll closed out the 5th annual Barefoot Country Music Fest last night. Next year's event already has been scheduled for the Wildwood Beach for June 18th through the 21st. Kenny Chesney has officially announced he'll return for more in Las Vegas at the Sphere in 2026, following a very successful 15-show residency this year. During his final performance, he revealed the news to the crowd, saying, "You guys will come back. We'll come back as well." Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. Half of us are back from the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Jana will be back tomorrow. We had a great time. Four big days and nights on the sand in Wildwood. Thanks to everybody who put it together. Thanks to the folks of Wildwood for being so welcoming to everyone. The police, fire, emergency crews, all the volunteers, all the workers at Barefoot. It was just an extraordinary event, and we're looking forward to next Barefoot's. You're going to have a great time when you go to see Morgan Wallen this summer. We got a great trip we'd like to send you out to see Morgan Wallen in Cleveland with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. Morgan Wallen not playing our area, so we're going to send you to Morgan Wallen. Five chances to win that trip this today, 8:20 and 10:20 this morning, 1:20 and 4:20 this afternoon, about 7:20 this evening with Evan on Taste of Country. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana this morning, it's time for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Drew lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sent us this joke that's an oldie but a goodie, I guess. Thank you, Drew. Ladies and gentlemen, from Drew, your Cat Country joke of the morning. What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts? Beer nuts and deer nuts. Beer nuts are about $1.50. Deer nuts are under a buck. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Monday morning, and it's the 23rd day of June. You know, we're sailing along there in the first part of June, and like, when are we going to get some winter, some summer weather? It's kind of been blah. Well, we got it all at once, like a furnace out there. Sad news to report this morning. Red Smith, founder of the company FedEx, has died at the age of 80. Fred, the founder of FedEx, passed away over the weekend. He transformed the express delivery industry when he launched FedEx back in 1973, servicing 25 U.S. cities from its Memphis hub. Funeral for Red Smith, founder of FedEx, scheduled for tomorrow. Delivery guaranteed. Joe and Jana. Without Jana, she'll be back tomorrow. It's time for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning. Rome, Italy is where we go. Two people caught joyriding through the city, arrested by police. They say the woman was eating a slice of pizza while driving naked. Her passenger was also naked, holding a bottle of wine between his feet. Say what you want. I want to party with these people. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. We got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see Morgan Wallen this summer. Morgan Wallen not coming anywhere near us. I'm going to send you to Cleveland to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, Ella Langley. We've got the perfect trip for you. First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning right here. First Way, that's Riley Green. Good morning. Cat Country morning birthday shout-out start right now. Happy birthday to Brian Kramer of Belle Plaine. Scott Clark of Seaville is 36 today. Mariah Kubiak of Corbin City is celebrating today. Happy birthday to Scott Trithall of Egg Harbor City. Heather Cochran, the big 4-0 today. Happy birthday, Heather. Happy birthday to Susan Berman. Elizabeth Greenway of Dyess Creek is 40. Mary Inman of Egg Harbor Township celebrates today. And Tanya Anthony of South Seaville is 52. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Mariah Kubiak of Corbin. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Without Jonna this morning. Jonna stayed later than I did last night with Jelly Roll at the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Everybody had a great time. At least our staff. We all had a great time. Met a lot of nice people. I thought everything went great with Barefoot. Sure, we had a thunderstorm Thursday night. We rolled back in after the thunderstorm. Performances kept going. Great time. Congratulations to the producers of the festival, to the people of Wildwood, Wildwood City, all the police that were involved, everybody who was involved in some way, shape, or form. Barefoot Country Music Fest, a big success again, fifth straight year. We're going to have five more years at least. We talked to the mayor of Wildwood. He said, we want to keep going as long as they want to keep going. So, thanks to everybody we met. We had a great time. Hope you had a good time as well. Joe and Jonna, good morning. Hey, let's offend somebody, huh? We bombed Iran over the weekend. Not the first time. At least the third or fourth time. First time was in 1980 when we bombed Iran. We had a great song because of it. Here it is.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Some rocks. Tell the Ayatollah gonna put you in a box. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. The country's got a feeling, really hit the ceiling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. Old Uncle Sam's getting pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bomb Iran.
From 1980, the original Tomorrow. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to see Dierks Bentley. Dierks Bentley coming to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden August 7th. You got two Dierks Bentley tickets when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. One out of four people don't know how to do this to their car. And it shows. One out of four people in America don't know how to do this to their car. And it shows. You can see it. 609-38 Cleveland. Your chance to win. First chance to win that is at 8:20 this morning. In the meantime, we're giving away tickets to see Dierks Bentley. He's going to be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. August 7th, you have tickets for Dierks Bentley when you win, and we do have a winner. One out of four people don't know how to do this to their car, and it shows. Among the wrong answers, clean their car, change the windshield wipers, check or change the oil, put air in the tires. No, that's not it. The correct answer was given by Jim from KMA Courthouse. Jim said, how about changing the clock? 24% of Americans don't know how to change the time in their car. So 6 months out of the year, it's wrong. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. That's Jason Aldean, Girl Like You. Of course, he played the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood the other night. We had a great time. Lots of great performers. That included Jordan Davis, who sang right before Jelly Roll last night. He had a great show. We had a chance to catch up with Jordan before he went on stage. Jordan's wife is expecting a baby any day now.
We still got a couple of days, hopefully, knock on wood. But yeah, after that, I've got one more show until the baby gets here. So I'm hoping that one goes off without a hitch. And we welcome a happy, healthy baby here by the end of the month.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
We don't know yet.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, yeah. We've We were surprised on my daughter is my oldest. We were surprised with her. We found out on my first boy, because I'm the last Davis.
Okay.
So I needed to know that my name was getting passed on.
So there's no pressure here.
Yeah, no pressure. So now that we have a boy and a girl and everything's good, we're just going to wait and find out.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me and this bar none.
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jordan Davis, bar none. He was on stage at Barefoot and Wildwood last night, and then it was a Jelly Roll to close things out.
Enroll your smart...
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one, them. A clever person solves a problem. A wise person avoids it. Me takes a nap. Number two, okay, quick question. A sigh/eye roll combo can also be a positive reaction, right? Asking for a friend. Number three, there's a heat advisory. Like I needed another reason to stay inside. Number four, I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. For example, I thought it was a good idea to leave the house today, which as it turns out was a terrible mistake. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, camping. I spend most of my time avoiding bugs. Why would I go to their highs off today? She'll be back tomorrow. We got a fabulous trip to we'd like to send you on this summer to see Morgan Wallen. You know, Morgan Wallen's tour not coming around us, so we're going to send you to see Morgan Wallen. For some reason, we picked Cleveland with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. As our big winner, you and your guests will fly to Cleveland. We'll put you up in a nice hotel, give you $500 in spending money, and give you two concert tickets to see Morgan Wallen and company. To win the trip, you need to listen five times today and every weekday, 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, and about 7:20 every night on Taste of Country Nights. Evan will have the fifth and final code. We try to get close to the actual time. Evan's the worst. Just telling it like it is. Here's your 8:20 code. You're going to take this code, by the way. Go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. Pop it open, tap on the button that says Morgan Wallen, and type in the code. If you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, download it. It's free. Here's your code, 110. Your first code of the day, 110. Morgan Wallen and you and your friend and Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley, the five of you all in Cleveland. 110. Catch 3107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna, and one of man's biggest dilemmas has now been solved. We know how to make the perfect cheese sandwich with just the right amount of cheese. Grilled cheese sandwich. Cheese sandwich that isn't even grilled. We know the perfect amount of cheese. It's all thanks to science. Researchers at Teesside University. Have you ever heard of Teesside University? It's in Manchester, England. 30,000 people go to school there. This is apparently putting Teesside University on the map. Researchers at Teesside University found that the precise thickness a slice of cheese should be 3 millimeters. We're Americans. We don't understand the millimeter. But they say ideally 2 to 3 slices of cheese makes the perfect cheese sandwich.